Okay, we return now with Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on another big win.
All right, thank you for having me, Rick.
Coach, good game for you guys, maybe kind of a tune-up game, but could you give me a little recap on the game this past weekend against Ipswich?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where I think our guys prepared pretty well, and we just kind of did what we were supposed to do. Offense executed really well, and we got up on them early and just kind of maintained throughout the day. Defensively, I thought we were pretty solid in both facets. I don't believe they completed a pass on us.
Wow.
But you know, they're a running team first, but to hold a team like that to under 100 yards is pretty impressive. I think we had them in the 70s somewhere throughout mm-hmm. the day. Blocked punt and returned down to about the 10-yard line from Damian Capone early on their second drive, I believe, which allowed us to punch it in and get up 16-0. It was a pretty early takeover, and then we just maintained it throughout.
Again, in a game like that, Coach, where you got to look ahead a little bit. I mean, you guys have to as you prepare for the whole season. Are you able to what's the balance between keeping your guys sharp, keeping your seniors and juniors out there, and getting some of the younger kids in to get some experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of it is having trust in those younger guys. Because early in the year, you know, we have a lot of freshmen who are sub-varsity. You know, we're under 50 program-wide, which is, for us, a pretty big number compared to where we've been in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
But a majority of those guys who are younger, who aren't contributing on the varsity level, are freshmen. So in early weeks of the season, it's a little bit more nerve-wracking to put them out there, and you really want to make sure the game is in hand. But as the weeks progress, those guys gain confidence in our scheme, in our offense, in our defense, and you feel a little bit more confident. We were able to roll those guys out in the middle of the third,
mm-hmm.
Offensively, and then the end of the third defensively, and they got to play quite a bit, and that was awesome to see because they work incredibly hard, and then the excitement from the older guys. when they're out there making plays is the best part, because when you see stuff like that, you understand that each day we've created a structure that allows, and I think the game of football does this anyways, it allows young people to earn respect from their peers every day by showing up and battling. And when they do that and they get an opportunity to get out there under the lights on Friday night and their teammates are excited for them and proud of what they're doing, that's what good teams do, I think our guys did that on Friday.
Yeah, I like the way it's a continuum because the guys who are rooting for the younger guys, they remember it wasn't that long ago that they were there. And it's sort of a maturation process. But to me, it's part. My dad used to talk about teamwork when he was in the Marines. He always talked about teamwork. And I don't think there's any sport quite like football with regard to that because it's such a collision and violent sport.
It is. And it doesn't really leave you either. And I think about Friday night, it was a perfect example of it. After the game, I looked up during the game, you see the guys hanging over the railing, but there was a large contingency from our 2019
mm-hmm.
Season, the 2020 graduates, and there were close to, I think there were like 8 of them up there together, and I was able to catch up with them after the game. But those guys, when they were seniors, were playing with some of these guys now,
right?
And mm-hmm. And they were passing the torch to them, and so their investment a couple of years later coming back and seeing them play and succeed is what good programs are about. So I think our guys understand the responsibility. The guys who are playing, they understand the responsibility they have, and they understand who's watching and expecting things of them, and those guys when they're in it also understand that they're laying the groundwork for those who are going to come after them. And if that responsibility is taken seriously and not taken lightly, your program has an opportunity for success. And I think we've been able to do that in the last couple of years.
And as a teacher, that's a lifelong experience for these guys.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you now, can you give me another name, please, maybe that we haven't heard of so much here in our discussions of someone who did well on Friday?
Yeah, look, I mean, I already mentioned that Damian Capone had the blocked punt. He's been playing really well on both sides of the ball. You know, and then for the rest of it, I mean, it's more of the same. Mm-hmm. I would say definitely shout out to the offensive line. Kyle Palin has done an incredible role at the center position. And then he's got Danny Hutchins to the right of him and Hayden Donovan to the left of him at the guard positions. They're outstanding. And then we've got Brady Nash and Will Arsenal at the tackles and Dame Capone and Andrew Baker at the tight end positions with Christian McGarry rotating in there. And those guys have been exceptional in the way that they've blocked and opened holes for guys. And then, you know, the names that you hear all the time and see in the paper have been running the ball incredibly hard. And then we also were able to spread it around quite a bit. And we got a senior, first-time player, but came out as a senior this year, and he's been helping us out. Hunter Belial, he found his way into the end zone the other night for the first time in the fourth quarter there. So that was awesome.
Love spreading the love,
happy
man.
Happy for him, excited for him.
So. Excellent. And it's great hearing about the linemen. I love that, Coach. All right, so let's get into it now. This is the big one coming up. What's the plan for this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a good plan. I'll tell you that much. I'm not gonna give you too much because I know Ed's listening.
That's right.
They're a very, very well coached team.
Let me rephrase that then. What's the scouting report on them?
Yeah, I mean, you should open up a newspaper and you know, I mean, they got guys at skill positions all over the place who can do it. And when you look at like the names that were the names you wanted to stop last year. And they were a Super Bowl contending team, and I thought put up a great fight in that Super Bowl. We were watching and rooting them on as a Cal team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all back. You look at the scouting report this year, and it's the same name. So it's, you know, and they're a year older, a year better, and they've certainly been putting up the numbers. So for us, I mean, it's about just team football. It's about leverage. It's about understanding our scheme. And our adjustments to the formations that they give us. If we can pick up some tendencies throughout the week, that's great. If our kids can understand that and kind of have a leg up on what's coming, you know, it gives you a fighting chance. But for against a team like this, it's really about understanding team defense because they do a great job of getting guys in one-on-one situations. And then their guys are so much more athletic than everybody that in one-on-one situations they win most of the time. So we got to try to do our best to leverage the ball together, make sure we're running to it really well, and if we can do that, I think we got a good chance to make some plays. But it'll be one of those games, much like it was last year, where it's a battle from opening kick to final whistle, and if you can kind of stay the course and stay in the fight, you got a great chance at the end.
Okay, and this is a home game, 6 o'clock on Friday.
No, we're at their place. Yeah.
Okay. This is this is messed up on the schedule here on Max Preps here. Okay. All right. So you're at Ames. Yeah. You're at North Reading. Six o'clock.
Down at North Reading.
North Reading.
6 o'clock start.
All right.
Friday.
6 o'clock. Get the fans down there. Going to be a lot of people there. It should be great. The weather's supposed to clear. Colin, I have to ask you one question. When we're done with this interview, out recording. So can you hang on for 1 second?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Coach. And good luck. Right. That's Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.